Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jack Ward of the American Hartford Association joining us. Back with Jack in just a moment.
It's the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 15th Annual Bull Sale, Saturday, March 22nd at the ranch at Wacomas, Oklahoma. The sale features 90 home-raised service-age Angus bulls and 5 Hereford bulls. Also selling are 45 registered Angus females and 15 commercial open heifers. For more information, contact Eddie Sims at National Cattle Service, 580-595-1926, or go online at www.pollardfarms.com or nationalcattle.com.
Make Traxie Oklahoma City Farm Show April 3rd through the 5th at State Fair Park. All the latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstration. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks, sponsored by SureGrip Net Wrap and Baylor Twine. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Raptor Hustler mower with acres of indoor and outdoor exhibits. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking still free. You can check it out more for details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Talking today with Jack Ward from the American Hereford Association and our steer judge at the 2014 Oklahoma Youth Expo. And Jack, you've now worked through the steers. You've seen the animals from the breeds to the crossbreds. Tell me about this year's show.
Well, you know, again, great show. Yesterday we worked through several of the breeds and finished up today with the crossbreds. And, you know, I've been to OYE before to judge the steers, and you come back with expectations of it being good, and honestly it exceeded that just a little bit. Just the quality of the cattle, the presentation of the kids, really incredible, just an outstanding show.
Let's talk about the animals. We'll get to the kids as well. But when you start looking at these steers at a show like this, what are you looking for, I guess, first of all? And how does that, or does that intersect really with what we're looking for in a steer that's going to end up out in a feedlot, you know, heading to the consumer?
No question. You know, it does for me anyway. And I grew up in the cattle business, the livestock industry, and so I have the production side in me. And so for me, it starts with fundamental soundness. The cattle have to be good on their feet and legs, and then next, they are market animals, so we need to look for muscle and the right kind and right amount of finish, and hope that those cattle have a chance to grade choice. And then finally, you know, it is a show, so they got to have some presence and look to them. And so it's a combination of all those things at the show. But sure, ultimately, these are all headed to the consumer. And so it is a part of selection in these shows.
That's about the animals. Now, what about the kids?
As I just said, you know, I grew up in this business. My wife grew up in this business. And we have two sons, and they've been a part of junior livestock shows and competed. And just last weekend, I was actually in Ohio, and I had a gentleman interview me after the show, and they said, "What is the importance of these shows this time of the year for these kids?" And I said, "Oh, well, obviously, it's to bring your cattle and compete, but I think for me and my family and my wife, it's about being around good people. You know, when we come here, my wife and I enjoy these folks. They're our friends, and we like to bring our kids to interact with these kind of kids because they're just good kids to be around. They have their mindset right. They're on their way to being productive adults. And so, you bet, it's here in Oklahoma. These kids at this show the last couple of days have been spectacular.
Your thoughts about, is this the model that we have right now, the show industry, is it something that can be sustained? Is this going to be around for a few years, you think?
Well, I think so. You know, we have, you know, it's just like anything. You got to have support, not only financial support, but you have to have the people in place to help run these shows. It takes a lot of dedication from people that just donate time along with the money. And frankly, right now, I see that sustaining itself real well. You know, I work for the American Hereford Association, and we obviously have a youth program in our association, and we understand the importance of continuing to budget funds for that, and our breeders are in full-fledged support of that program as well. So, yeah, I don't see it going away. It's an important part of agriculture and building these youth. You bet.
Jack Ward of the American Hereford Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Oklahoma Beef Incorporated all-breed performance-tested bull sale coming Thursday, March 27th, high noon at the OBI test facilities west of Stillwater, Oklahoma on Highway 51. Over 130 performance-tested bulls will be offered, 70 Angus, 56 Herefords, 5 Brangus. Performance data will be provided for each bull. For more information, you can call them 405-624-1181, and you can find a link to their catalog on our website, calendar, or auction page at OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes Radio, Oklahoma Network.